我是每个月参加一场考试 Jason， 第一部分的新题，你以前有在小的公司或者企业工作过吗？ Have you ever worked in small business?
Not really, nope. When I graduated from my university, I was lucky enough, you know. I went to a big company, the international one, super big. Then I've been working there for several years, like 3 to 4 years long. In big company, I could learn a lot.You know, the way they speak, the leadership, manager, salary, everything. For me, I wouldn't try to work in a small business. I don't like it. So that's it.
那毕业之后，毕业有两种说法，一个是什么 graduate from， 还有一个呢是离开学校 leave school。因为有的人毕业是正常本科毕业，有的人可能在上高中就毕业了，对不对？那你就可以直接说 leave school。那跨国公司。公司其实可以叫做 business， 可以叫做 corporation， 可以叫做 company， 还可以叫做 enterprise。 这里面当中这个 enterprise 是非常大的跨国性的企业，因为企业家叫什么 entrepreneur， 对吧，对应它的词根。然后呢，公司是最常见的 company， corporation 是合作类的有限公司那种，比如咱们这个有限公司 LTD 点什么的里面当中就会写到它。然后公司的话呢，你无论大或者小，其实有各自的优点和缺点，无非就是薪水、领导力，还有公司的地理位置，包括办公环境舒不舒服，你可以谈论这些东西。比如说 working environment， 还有那种 relationship， 还有人们之间的一种 communication， 都可以。学到很多，我可以说 I've learned a lot， 我真的学到了很多，对不对？ I learned a lot from someone， I learned a lot from something。 其实大公司真的会更好一些啊，个人感觉。比如说领导力 leadership，说领导力呢，这个 manager 经理都是不一样的。可能小公司的经理想的是每个月还房贷，大公司经理呢，人家可能已经百万年薪，对吧？甚至大几百万年薪，考虑更多的是格局和发展。所以这些东西都可以讨论进来。OK， 那我们再来看一遍。
Well, actually, not really, nope. When I graduated from my university, I was lucky enough, you know, I went to a big company, the international one, super big. Then I've been working there for several years, 3 to 4 years long, maybe.In big company, I mean, I could learn a lot from the person, I mean, from the employer, from bosses, from coworkers, and everyone. I include like the way they speak, the leadership, salary, everything. For me, I wouldn't try to work in a small business. I don't like it. So that's it.
好，更多文本问题呢，微信 B176939107。